KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson.
The people united will never be divided. The people united will never be divided.
That's people on the streets of Los Angeles reacting to the announcement that the Trump administration will end the DACA program in 6 months, eliminating protections for undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children by their parents. California has more dreamers than any other state, with over 220,000 of them. In response to the president's move, thousands of people throughout the state took to the streets yesterday and into the evening. Senate President Pro Tem Kevin De Leon issued a statement saying state lawmakers will do all they can to protect dreamers. There are over 70,000 students around California enrolled in higher education, in community colleges or four-year programs, and beyond that, dreamers contribute over $11 billion to the state coffers and, as De Leon says, adding to the state economy.
Well, it's clear that Donald Trump wants to push these bright young minds back into the shadows, and in doing so, he endangers California's economy. We're the sixth largest economy on planet Earth. I want to put this in context. So this action, DACA, is not exclusive to immigration. It impacts our economy. It impacts our tax base.
De Leon adds that Governor Brown will work on behalf of the Dreamers alongside the legislature. Now that the decision's been made and announced to end the DACA program in 6 months, elected leaders in Southern California are rallying to the defense of Dreamers living in L.A. Here's more from our L.A. Bureau Chief, Stephen Cuevas.
When I reached Manny Jimenez yesterday morning, he was a little distracted.
Right. I'm sorry. I'm just like, I'm like trying to watch it and like talking at the same time. Yeah, I think they're about to announce something.
U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions had just begun a news conference laying out the administration's plan to phase out DACA by the spring, unless Congress can enact alternative legislation. Jimenez arrived in the U.S. from Nicaragua as a toddler with his mother, who was undocumented. He's now enrolled in college and works a graveyard shift for an employer he'd prefer not to name. DACA, he says, gave him a work permit. But without it...
For one thing, I'd lose my job. So, wow. All the stress would go on to my mom. She's the only one that's working. I would have to find a job that's pretty much paying me cash, which honestly, it wouldn't be the best job. You get me?
California is home to more than 200,000 DACA recipients, many of whom, like Manny, live, go to school, and work in the L.A. region.
There are approximately 100,000 in Southern California.
City and county leaders, including L.A. County Supervisor Hilda Solis, were quick to respond to news of the DACA program's imminent demise yesterday. She urged Republican leaders in Washington sympathetic to DACA to act now, calling on Republican Senator Lindsey Graham specifically. He introduced bipartisan legislation that aims to give young undocumented immigrants a possible pathway to legal residency if they meet certain criteria.
There are people out there, believe it or not, who care about our immigrant community, who understand that you can't build bridges and divide people. We know that's not our country.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says local and county leaders will continue to pursue policies that help keep the region's immigrant families together, their children in school, and their legal rights upheld, regardless of status.
And so we're going to keep being pro-economy, and we're going to keep being pro-family, because that is what America's about, and it is reflected right here on the streets.
After DACA's phase-out was announced, county supervisors promised to introduce a motion calling on Congress to pass legislation protecting DACA recipients and those who had hoped to access the program before Tuesday's action. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.
Let's turn now to the Central Valley, where farmers are assessing what the latest immigration news will mean for them and their employees. Fruit farmer Steve Murray was never a Trump supporter, and his DACA call hasn't endeared the president to him.
We're already dealing with a shortage of labor. When we need crews of 25, we're getting crews of 13. And so it is not going to contribute to a solution, and that it's only going to cause despair.
Joe Del Bosque grows melons and almonds in Firebaugh, California. He is not a supporter of the president, and this decision has him worried about the DACA recipients who work for him.
Some of these people have very important roles in our company. We certainly don't want to lose them, and I can feel that they're going to be worried, and it's going to be weighing on them pretty heavily.
Still, he sees an upside to President Trump's decision.
At least he turned it over to Congress now to act on this. And so one of the things that I will be doing is trying to lobby for a good immigration reform program with our congressmen here in the Valley.
DACA recipients are asking questions about how to protect themselves now that President Trump is ending their legal protections. Advocates say there are steps they can take. More from KQED's Peter Arcuni.
Sally Kinoshita of the Immigrant Legal Resource Center in San Francisco says DACA allowed for a temporary work permit and protection from deportation, but that wasn't all.
So one of the first things that current DACA recipients should do is look at all the potential benefits that they could get and apply for them now while they still have DACA.
This includes things like a Social Security card and a California driver's license. And she advises them to check into other avenues for gaining legal status.
A sizable percentage of DACA recipients may be eligible for a more permanent immigration option that could lead to getting a visa or a green card. So we're really encouraging all DACA recipients to go and get an immigration screening.
Kinoshita says this should be done using trusted legal services, like the ones found at readycalifornia.org. She also cautions DACA recipients to watch out for scammers.
We've already seen attempts at those who seek to scam and take advantage of the immigrant community, charge them thousands of dollars for a pipe dream that doesn't lead to anything.
Those who have work permits received under DACA should check their expiration date and be sure to renew before the program ends in March 2018.
Their employer cannot make changes to their work status or fire them simply because of today's announcement if indeed the work permit still has a valid date on it.
In fact, Kinoshita says there is no legal obligation that current DACA recipients tell their employer about their immigration status, or anything, for that matter, about the DACA program. For the California Report, this is Peter Arcuni.
Support for the California Report comes from Paint Care, now with more than 800 drop-off sites in California, where households and businesses can recycle their leftover paint. More at paintcare.org. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org.
And that's the California Report for Wednesday, September 6th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. Enjoy your day.